Okay.
This is for everyone to participate in. Come on up, we're gonna teach everyone how to round dance.
Two weeks, Costa Gabon. That means good morning on France.
Good morning.
And the youth. And also, I wanna say it's a great honor to be here today, this beautiful day here, which we working with Mr. McCook. You know, he asked us to come out and take part of the ceremony as we have in today and last night. And what we call this, it's a round dance. It's a call a social dance. Sometimes people in the tribe, they say, this is a victory song, you know, for all our people, what we all accomplished, you know, that we danced this. Couple pounds on it.
Are you still up to another one?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go right here.
Oh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have another little honor song we do here, as we call a song, and then I'm gonna call up my niece coming up, and I'll sing a song for y'all for today, you know, just how we say our Indian people across the nation, you know, we all have our encouraging our young ones to take part in this way. We teach them when they're young, we teach them until they get older, and then when they come adult, you know, they pretty well know what they're doing, and they continue with their traditional way. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Traditional in our ways. We're all into a Native American church and also the powwow world and some other traditional doings we do. When I say that much on behalf of my niece. And also, somewhere down the line, somewhere, the movies can come out that her mother, they're both in that movie, Indian movie. It should be coming out sometimes. So, look out for this movie that comes out. And I don't remember the name of it.
The movie that he's talking about, it's called The Orphan Train. I'll be in that movie with my nephew and nieces. They'll be in that movie. So look forward to that when it comes out, and I'll be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to do one of our oldest and a traditional dance for the youth people. Only youth people that celebrate this dance, and which is we do in early spring, what we call a youth bear dance. This youth bear dance represented the bear. We danced this early spring to dedicate the bear coming out of a hibernation, and we take him in as our brother. A youth people, we say that our bear, in our true spirit, bear spirit, we get a good blessing, a long good life, and this is how it works. Our old people, they say that bear had a ways of blessing people when he's celebrating his dance, and then. At this time, we do that. We're gonna celebrate. We're gonna dance that with your people as you witness, and then maybe in second song, ladies can come out and dance, because it's what we call a woman's choice. Woman's choice, you know, in the other dance we do downtown, that's a man's choice, but this is women's choice. And the religion of it says, when we have a bear dance, the ladies cannot choose their husband, cannot choose their relatives. It can be somebody else that, they don't know and all that. And just the way the legends composed it way back in them. I don't know how many years this old bear dance is, but back home, Ute Mountain Tribe, we celebrated over 100 and some odd annual bear dance. So at this time, we're going to do that. And it's this instruments right here. It's got little knots in it. This makes noise when I rub it, when I rub on it. That's represented the bear when he's out there scratching a tree. And then the song, they're all the same, but they got different tunes. Where it's got that little rhythm in there, says, you know, when a bear cries, does it say that? A bear makes noise like that. That's how the song goes. So therefore, I'm going to sing a song. The ladies can come up. Maybe Roland can help out with this and demonstrate it with some friends and folks there. That way they get an idea of how this dance is represented. So if you people will kind of understand how it goes. So always remember, the man's always face east and ladies always face west. Just think, a lot of ladies come out and men's, and the line goes long. And the second song, we're going to pair up the dancers, what we call pairing up by a man be out there controlling it. What would they call a cat man? He carries on the long willow stick, and he divides them up, goes down the line, and divides up the dancers. And that's what they call, parting them up. Oh, Thank you for the bear dance, ladies, and come on. No, what would we call a bear dance? Whenever you have time, you can shoot over to the Northern Ute Tribe. They have the bear dance right in May, April and May. And then the following bear dance will be done as the Southern Utes Reservation. That's on the weekend of the Memorial Weekend. And the following that weekend, we have our bear dance with the Ute Mountain Tribe. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share this idea and the story about the bear dance with you. Thank you very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the bear dance. Now, that's not to be confused with B-A-R-E dance. No, that's the bear dance. I always see the sign Thank on you. Bear dance that says we're not responsible for divorces. You know. So We're going to call it good for what we're doing, and we'll turn that back over to John and Rita. And I appreciate all of you that have been here, and we hope that we have answered some questions and shown you some things, and that we can continue to do so in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. That was pretty awesome dancing, pretty awesome drumming and singing. Thank you very much, Roland, for guiding us.